In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. These readings for today's Mass on the Saturday of Ember Week should remind us of the historical value of these readings. Even back then, there used to be even more readings on this day. And in preservation of these readings, we ought to meditate these Old Testament readings as well as the Epistle to remind us of the great value of the priesthood. We see that in the various Old Testament readings that we have read today ought to apply also for our sanctification. And that is why during these times of the Ember Days, bishops would be ordaining ministers towards the Holy Sacred Priesthood. And therefore, that is why also, if you see in certain older hand missals, you would see then a little comment saying, after such and such a reading would be the ordination, for example, of porter, ordination of lector, ordination of exorcist, subdeacon, acolyte, deacon, and priesthood at the various points in today's liturgy. So normally after each reading, starting with the Kyrie, the tonsure would be conferred. Then Mass would progress with the collect and the ordination, the other ordinations of the minor orders would be conferred to the candidates, to the seminarians. And finally, right before the gospel would be the ordination of priest. We probably experience such great sacraments in the church of having assisted in the ordination of sacred ministers for holy orders. And what grace it is for the laity, what grace it is for those who attend for the first time, and those who assist in choir, to see such the power of the church in just one concentrated place. We recall, for example, last year in St. Louis, of the ordinations of four priests to the sacred priesthood last summer. And we see also the benefits and the fruits of that priesthood by the prayers of the faithful. Also, we see sometimes the priest would come and visit their home parishes and even the other various apostolates that the religious order would run and would then receive the grace and also the indulgences attached to such first masses. And therefore, this ought to be also renewal for each one of us, that on this Saturday, we are reminded to never become discouraged, to never tire, to never forsake. For the kingdom of God, we ought to continue to strive for excellence, as what Pope Benedict XVI had said, that we are made for greatness, that we are made for heaven. And that is why in today's gospel that we see today, that we have read, that Christ appeared in his most glorious, luminous form here on earth, a transfiguration, that he became white as snow, dazzling and brilliant. This ought to excite in us and encourage us to continue further, because this is how we can become. And this he showed to only a few of his apostles. He had left the other apostles down the hill. And if we were to visit this Mount Tabor, it is not a rib mountain. It is even much higher and steeper. And it would take several hours to even climb up that high place. And we know our Lord uses these places for teaching. Just like Jerusalem is set on a very high and gradual hill, just to mark that it is such a great place of importance, such as Mount Carmel, which is in the north of Israel, and Mount Tabor, which is closer to Jerusalem. So these high places we ought to find in our soul. Whether these high places be in the convenience of our home, whether it be in the silence of church, whether it be in a monastery that we like to frequently go, whether it be in a quiet place in nature, let us find our high places in order to retreat a little bit from the hustle and bustle of this world, in order to refocus on the finality of this Lenten season, to really try to unite ourselves with that of the passion of our Lord and His suffering. Because it is through the cross that we will be victorious. And our Lord wants us to always be encouraged. And that's why He showed His apostles, only a few of them, of His transfigured glory. Just like He reveals to us in Scripture of how great He is, especially when we receive Him in the most blessed sacrament. And therefore, let us continually remind ourselves that this journey is quite hard, it's quite difficult, but we must unite ourselves with our Lord and His grace in order to make this worthwhile. Let us continue to carry that cross that God has customized for each and every soul, that let us carry it with happiness. Let us carry it with dignity. Let us carry it with great reverence and veneration. Let us remind ourselves again of St. Paul and his exhortation that we ought to be patient towards all men. See that no one renders evil for evil to any man, but always strive after good towards one another and towards all men. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in all things give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus regarding all of you. Let us remember and keep these words as we continue to meditate during this Holy Mass, that we may offer this Lent for the glory and in God's holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.